Greetings, misadventurers. It is I, Jen Vaughn, your favorite winged tiefling and guest podcast editor. Today we are bringing you our very first live show from Gen Con 2019. Last August, the dames got to travel all the way to Indianapolis, Indiana, to attend Gen Con, run some games for some very, very nice people, and have our first live show. Meanwhile, in our fiction, the dames, Lariah, Riot, and Rose, get to go to their own convention, Emerald Forest Adventure Con, and our newest adventure, The Fast and the Furriest.
All right, we're going to start this adventure now. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming. On a Sunday at Gen Con when everybody has flown back home.
We admire thanks. You all for being here.
Yes, thanks for sticking around. I am Kat Krueger of D20 Dames. I'm the Dungeon Master. My pronouns are she, her. And how many of you have actually heard of D20 Dames? I see. Oh, wow.
Well, I will say they bought tickets, so they've definitely heard of us. Uh-oh. Guess who's going to die?
Guess who's getting disadvantaged on all of her rules? So, as you know, we're a family-friendly actual play podcast, and I'm just going to go down the line to get everyone to introduce themselves, because we are going to be recording this, and it'll be on our podcast eventually. Do you want to start with Jess?
Sure. I'm Jessica Ross. I play Lariah, an Earth Genasi Druid, and my pronouns are she, her, and Lariah's are also she, her.
I'm Maris Mullaly. I am playing Rose Lau, a human monk from Shulung, and both Rose and I use she, her.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn, and I'll be playing the tiefling ranger Riot Boneserker, who grew up in a dungeon as one of the monsters people were supposed to kill, and is on the road to finding all my siblings, and our pronouns are she, her.
And I'm Brittany Lianage. I play NPCs. My pronouns are she, her, but I'm playing Sildar Hallwinter today, and his pronouns are he, his, and that's all I'll say about that.
All right, so we're going to start this adventure as we do most of our live shows. The setting is Emerald Forest Adventure Con. So at this Adventure Con, it is pretty much what it sounds like.
It's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah. it's a little bit of a slow day. It includes adventuring guests, various discussion panels, celebrity signings like Volo and Elminster, cosplay, portrait opportunities, best dress contests. The convention also features a lively merchant hall with exhibitors from across the Forgotten Realms bringing a large inventory of armor, weapons, scrolls, and potions for sale. So the dames have been here before. They have been here to experience actual dungeon with mixed results.
Has anyone else been to actual dungeon?
And they've also been to actual tavern. And they have also been to
Little Demon Daycare.
Little Demon Daycare. yeah. So the dames are meeting Sildar Hallwinter at actual tavern. He's invited them there to catch up.
The door swings open.
Oh, my dames, thank you for being here again. It's been a long con. A lot. I keep saying that.
What?
I thought we were friends.
Oh, nothing. I mean, I know every time we meet, there's something for you to do. And of course, this is not, it's one of those times, of course. But how are you? How's the convention, man? How's EFAC?
The bathroom lines are short, which is always great. But I can fly up and pee anywhere I want, so so you know, scattered showers.
Yeah, we have an amazing facilities team here at EFAC.
Yeah, the con's been great. Also, hi, Soldar. I think this is our first time actually meeting.
This is our new friend, Lariah.
We had to replace you.
This is going to sound really weird, but I feel like I had a dream about you one time.
Well, you look.
It was like winter time.
Yeah, you look
there
really
was a
familiar.
Candy
there
factory.
Elves all about. Anyways,
we'll talk about this later. That we apparently
later,
shared
yeah.
a fever dream. Yeah.
This is strange. It's great to meet you. You're Dame. You're yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. All right. Still warming up. I get it. But these ladies, it's just so easy to just get in there and start adventuring, and can't wait to hear all about your quest. I'm sure you've got something good going on, but you're here now, you know, maybe just, you have anything else going on for Sunday?
What do you, what
just
do you,
Artist Alley.
What was it?
Just Artist Alley.
Yeah, we're trying to find some new map cases to hold all of our prints.
Right.
So. If you know of anybody.
Oh, yes, there's a few. Speaking of, actually, one of the best map case dealer actually got, tied up on the road in here. It's quite unfortunate. You know, that's actually why I wanted you to meet. I'm actually dressed a little more formally today. I had a couple of meetings on this matter. And, there's a bit of trouble on the roads outside leading up to Emerald Forest Adventure Con. It's... I don't know, would you call them bandits or ruffians or something, but, you know, they're taking advantage of all the merchant carts coming in and out, and they're being held up. It's very, very sad.
So, in fact, you were asking us what our plans were for the rest of the day so that you would know what we were going to give up if we help you.
Yeah, there's only 2 hours left in the show, so you want us to leave? And then,
can't this wait?
I mean, yeah, I guess that, yeah, we get to make it our last thing. For Sildar,
and
who
there's
always
no, like,
pays, though, right?
Well, there's true. No, like, EFAC security, or...
Oh, of course!
You just know that we're better.
No, of course. I mean, the city guard is always on high alert. And actually, speaking of the city guard, our old friend Irk, you know, always bouncing from job to job. He's just learning. He's just soaks in everything and wants to learn all these experiences. I actually got him a job with the city guard. Yeah, it's a trial basis, of course.
I'm beginning to see why there's a problem now.
No,
Lariah, I don't know. Have you met Irk yet?
Only as an egg.
As an egg, yeah. He's
about that effective.
Yeah. For anyone else that's eavesdropping, I guess he's a he's an Arakocra who's always working some new area of Emerald Forest Adventure Con.
His dream was to be a torchbearer.
Yes, he guided you through an actual dungeon and turned the lights on and off at an actual tavern. Is that really what he did? I think so. I think that's it. But, you know, he wants to explore the world. So, yeah, this is his maybe first or second gig with the city guard. I think it's going fine. Honestly, that's not what I'm worried about at all. I haven't heard from him, but he's handling the situation. I just thought I'm hearing more and more reports. So, you know, if you'd like to join me. Again, last 2 hours, what's happening, really? Things are winding down.
Yeah, nothing on my schedule.
Yeah. What is that? What's that?
How much?
How much time? It'll probably only take about
2 hours?
45 minutes or so. How much time do we have?
Is there a reward for this, or do we get the map case for free? That seems like something you shouldn't promise.
You know, let me think back. Is there a reward?
Sildar hears his own voice in his head telling him that yes, there is $100 gold pieces for the rest of each member of this gang, plus a $25 gold piece gift certificate to each member of the adventuring party from the Merchant's Hall.
Ooh. Wait, so incentive for us to finish this before the Merchant's Hall closes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, as Sildar's remembering this, he's like, do I tell them about the That's a lot of money.
Just tell them about the discount coupons.
You'll, of course, get your finder's fee, as always. And just 100 gold pieces a person, right? Doesn't matter if they're knocked out and maybe claim when they wake up that they weren't part of anything.
Right?
Like,
oh, no!
You don't have, like, a bunch of profiles on these people, right?
Yeah, like a uniform that maybe like an accomplished seamstress could just like whip up.
This is an investigation, Sildar. You hired us. We have accepted.
Yeah. I mean, the bandits have been identified, so we know about who we're talking about here. There's a...
I hear them now.
They're coming around the corner. They are.
Let's go.
Let's wrap this up. There's a handful of them.
Riot makes meaningful eye contact with the two, with yes. Rose and Lorian is like winking in Morse code. Like, I'm down. Are you?
Sure.
Rose, do you have something in your eye?
Yes.
Again, if a map case falls off the back of a wagon, I won't say anything. It's all up. If that's the only thing you have left at the con, we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Our new friend, yeah. Lariah, yeah. Yes.
Lariah gives the nod.
I actually just assumed you were already coming because you met me here in the first place. Honestly, I do this to you every time. So, okay, let's do it. I should say, we have to kind of head through the convention. We're going to go out on the other side, and we're going to kind of come in through. There's only one road in, one road out.
That's convenient.
So. Yes. But we'll meet out there and...
Sounds like poor planning, but yeah.
Poor planning on the merchant's part or the bandit's part?
On like the EFAC's part, there's only one escape route.
Yeah. Nothing ever bad happens at EFAC, it's good.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been a real successful convention so far. Bandits, dungeons going wild, sounds super safe, and like there should definitely never be another way out.
I got a new pouch for my belt.
Yeah, we'll focus on that.
Yeah. I did, even though I could have sewn it myself.
All right, so you can head down the road, actually, Sildar, you can actually hook up the dames with some horses. So you go to the parking lot, and there.
Are these a rent-a-mile or what?
That's right. It's a U-Haul. Sorry.
Are you? So you go to the parking lot where there are some horses available. You know that they were provided by the city guard. And so you see a gray steed, what looks like a zebra, and a pony. And if you want to choose your steed, I could get you to roll for initiative, and then you can pick and choose.
Important question. Have you been able to turn into a zebra yet?
I don't know if Lorraine has seen one in person yet, but she is already standing next to it.
Okay. My instincts were correct there. Rose will not go for the zebra. She'll go for the pony?
Do you want to roll for...
Yes, we'll just pick our horses, of course. Only the best with the city guard, of course.
8, 23.
Oh.
And what did...
9.
All right, so Riot, you can go first.
I want the little one.
So you get this pony, and Sildar, you know the pony's name is Turtle.
Turtle, a good choice. What a cute little fella.
All about Turtle. And then Riot, does the, like, shows the hand to see if Turtle, is accepting of my friendship, sniffs it.
Do you want to do an animal handling
check?
Oh,
do I? These are a solid 10.
Turtle is a little bit apprehensive, but I think this pony will warm up to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Riot gets on its back. Sees that, her feet aren't very far from the ground. So she's going to try to, tense her thighs and then flap her wings and see if we can turn Turtle into a Pegasus.
do a strength check.
Modified or dirty 21.
The turtle's new name is Hair.
But is he liking it?
Do another animal handling.
20.
Turtle has never been more excited in his life. He's really digging the whole, like, is that the same height as the other horses?
Your hair's whipping so majestically right now. There's no wind.
Turtle's just like whipping its head back and forth as though right. It really is.
It doesn't need to direct where Turtle is going because Riot's helping with that. Yeah. So,
all right, I think Rose, you're next.
I go to the. Not zebra, because I saw Lariah standing. You look at it. Lariah's already like, I like start to go, I can't make eye contact with
don't
the zebra.
Don't even look at the zebra. Yeah.
Okay. So you get a horse named Moonshadow.
Hi, Moonshadow.
It's a gray horse. You actually know that because you have been in Amphale. It's an Amphale gray.
Oh. You again. Hi.
And Lariah, you get the zebra.
Yeah.
By default, I mean, sorry. But
I mean,
that's
I guess,
dice,
if I have to take
roll.
A zebra.
And the zebra is named Wind Whisper.
Larry's trying to be really chill, but is like, please come, please love me.
Do you want to do a charisma check?
I don't. I have negative charisma. Can I do something else?
Do you have anything in your pockets?
Any food?
I have like an apple.
Sure. Animal handling.
With bribery. You have two options for D20s.
11.
The zebra tentatively takes the apple, but then like looks you up and down, like.
Lariah loves it even more. Like, yeah, stink eye. I get a zebra. Respect.
You can't. You yeah. Yeah.
All right, and Sildar, you do not have the city guard did not provide a horse for you. So.
Oh dear.
Okay. I mean, any room on your steed, Riot? You have a companion.
I mean, isn't the pony's back shorter than all the other horses?
Yes.
I mean, we could try. I don't know, like, what how much weight this.
It's fine. We can maybe head along, and maybe I'll catch a ride with, the city guard.
I mean, if you want to come, I can also like turn into a horse, and then you can have the zebra.
My new friend.
Problem solving. Look at that thinking.
I mean, zebra.
No, it's fine. Please enjoy your time on the zebra. I know it's a very exotic animal. Yes, please. I'll walk along. I don't know how far we are from the city guard. Maybe I'll remember.
quite a distance. It's gonna take you a while to get there, but yeah.
We'll share the load. I mean, Sildar. So
just spread it out over.
Yeah,
the
I mean, there's also room behind me on the
yeah,
zebra.
Same.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yes, yes. Full size horse.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Moon Shadow, it is.
All right. So you head to the road, and you get to the other end of Emerald Forest. And that, you know, Sildar is the meeting place with your contact.
Great.
And you see coming down the road, there's this lone wagon that sort of trundles along towards you. There's a draft horse pulling the cargo, kicking up dirt with its heavy hooves.
Oh, look, another horse.
In the driver's seat is a silhouetted figure wearing a red hooded cloak and shadowing the face in complete darkness. Then the figure waves over at you, pulls the head the hood down, and you recognize an Arakocra by the name of Urk.
Hi, Urk.
Oh, there's my ride. Wagon. This is what I was looking for.
Yeah, we have, for the podcast, Maris very kindly gifted me a little stuffy Urk.
Good to see you, Urk. How's it going?
Oh, gosh, it's so nice to see all of you here. Thanks so much for coming, and thanks, Sildar, for hooking me up.
Only the best. Only the best for Urk. I'm sure you don't need much help at all, though. I'm sure you've got everything handled here. This is just backup. Nothing to be alarmed about.
He just, like, scratches the back of his head and just, like, looks over at you with one eyebrow sort of arched and says, well, actually, you know, things could be going better. I mean, I really appreciate this job because it was really cool seeing the city guard come in and move in during that whole murder mystery investigation at Actual Tavern, and I thought that was really cool. And I thought, you know, I heard about you could be like aerial patrol with the spotlight going down on criminals, and I thought, you know, I have wings, I'm a torchbearer, I went to college for that, I could totally do that job. So, but that's not really what my job is.
Yet.
Yet.
This is training. We're training here.
Oh, yeah. I was training.
Was?
They put me undercover.
Is that what you call your hood?
Like, yeah, what would you call it?
I don't know. That's why I was asking. Do questions not work outside of EFAC? What's happening? Sorry, no. Are you undercover in investigation? She's like, they do like the winged person, like handshake. Hey. On the wings of a... Yeah,
Have you and Turtle landed at this point?
Turtle or Hare's feet have now touched back to the ground because, like, you know, nature needs probably, and I don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
So, but Urk, what do you mean? Are you undercover for these bandits, or what's going on?
Oh gosh, no. What do you take me for? I'm not a villain.
I mean, you don't have to be a villain to be undercover with villains. Just throwing that out there.
Oh well, so here's the thing. Sildar got me this job, and so I was undercover for the city guard, pretending to be a villain.
Yes.
That's
what? We got
yeah,
that
go
part.
On.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you weren't getting that part. Okay. So that happened. I was undercover, and my cover was blown about 10 days ago. I was undercover for like a couple hours. I don't know how it happened.
Did you perhaps tell them you were undercover the first person you met?
No, somehow they figured it out on their own.
Oh, okay.
Maybe my hood fell back or something, and I for a second, and
did you
I was
have a city guard hood underneath that hood. What I
They didn't even process your paperwork for payment. Like a few hours. Oh my god! No, it's, you know what? We can help.
Yes.
Yeah. If we help you, do you think they'll rehire you?
Well, gosh, I sure hope so. You know, I would like to be, you know, aerial patrol with that. That just sounds like a really cool job, and I feel like I'm really, really qualified for that part.
I also think it would really keep you out of danger if you're just away from the action.
That's also a really good point. Thank you, Rose.
Yeah. I'm worried about you sometimes, but I'm here to support you.
Well, I really appreciate it. You're always getting me out of binds, and I, you know, that's why when I contacted Sildar, I was hoping that you were going to come along and help me out of this bind.
So 10 days ago, you say. Can we just back up to that part? What have you been doing for 10 days, Urk?
Well, I have a plan.
Yes, let's hear it.
Okay, so as you can see, I have a caravan here with a horse, and it's covered. And so what's been going on is that these bandits have been coming along. They're actually speed demons. And they've been performing heists along the road and taking merchandise off of these caravans. And so I thought if I created a diversion that they really, really wanted to get at, like a really fancy merchant wagon with stuff that they really want, I could get them to try to board the caravan wagon, and then we could just like get the jump on them, and it would be empty, but, you know, you would be able to capture them. And then I could bring them back into City Guard headquarters, with your help, of course, and then maybe, you know, they wouldn't think I was such a failure.
That is a pretty good plan.
you're not a failure. It sounded like you didn't get proper training, and I'm going to talk to the manager, other manager, after this is all said and done and dusted and other things.
Well, I mean,
the city guard and the city council are completely two separate branches of a similar government. I just want to make that very clear. This is not my doing.
I always appreciate comment cards going into my superiors, so if you wanted to do that, that would be really great. Thank you.
And are those comment cards, say, like on something like where you can rate and review certain things on an Apple system
of
some kind?
Yeah,
okay, that's usually, what I thought. Yeah.
What's the best rating you could possibly get on that system?
Five apples.
Five?
No, yeah, stars.
Five stars. Good, good. We'll write that. We'll all write that down.
So unrelated, worst rating would probably be 0 stars? 1. Does it go all the way down to 0?
Why even put it out in the air?
I want to make sure that I'm rating the bandits appropriately when I turn in my comment card.
Yes, I think 1 would be the worst, although 0 means like you're not even giving any feedback, and then that, I think then you're just like talking into the void.
Wow, Irk, that's
really deep.
Deep, super deep. Wow.
I'm growing up.
Irk, we should hang out in a more, you know, social capacity. It's always running into you and your job, but it seems like you have some things to say.
Well, the sooner we can catch these bandits, the sooner we can go back to actual tavern.
And the more money we get. This is great. Yes. Let's proceed with the plan.
Okay, well, I don't know how you want to manage this. Do you want to, like, patrol in the woods, Sildar?
Someone should hide in the wagon.
I'm wondering if, Sildar, you might want to do that because you don't seem to have your own steed.
Oh, yes, of course. I gave the best steeds to the dames, of course, mm-hmm. And I was just on foot, but I'd love to ride with you, Irk. That's okay.
Did we talk about what kind of diversion we're going to do, or do we just want to, like, do it and not talk about it a bunch?
Just going to, like, play it by ear.
Yeah.
What is the merchandise that we are supposedly carrying? Is it worm forest furniture?
Well, Irk points to the side of the caravan, and you see it is painted with a giant display for organic dog treats and indestructible chew toys. Mm-hmm. You don't seem overly impressed with my decoy. Did I mention what the bandits are?
You said speed demons.
Oh yes, but they ride on really like tricked out death dogs.
Oh,
this is very, very good. Earth.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that's
he's nodding
hard.
Very.
Wait, death dogs? We all seemed very happy about that for 1 second, and I just gotta clear the air a little bit. That sounds bad.
Yeah, sure, whatever. You know.
Okay.
We can handle it.
That's right, and that's why I'm with you, ladies. Confidence, that's what I like. Here we go.
All right, so did you want to discuss what you want to
probably
do?
Yeah.
You want to hide in the woods with our steeds, or?
Yeah, probably, and then the diversion gets them away from the caravan or traps them inside of it. What's the plan there?
Dog treats?
Bandits? Oh, no, there are no dog treats actually in there. It's just, it's empty.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Irk. Yes, sorry. Code name for the wagon.
I think the dog treat wagon is the diversion. We surprise them when they're robbing it,
right,
and not hurting anybody, and then Yeah, we can hide in the woods. Or we can also talk about how rich we are, too, really loudly. Yeah.
Yeah, just walk through the forest and talk about how much gold we have, right?
Hey, Irk, how many of the bandits have you seen so far?
They're a group of four.
Okay.
We do know their names, too, if you wanted to address them at any point.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's a real busy couple of hours you had undercover, huh? Okay.
Well, I knew this information before going undercover. So their names are, their leader is named Bob.
Okay.
L is his longtime companion. B is his sister. And Z is his childhood friend.
Beelzebub is the group? Okay, very
yep.
Cool.
They're speed demons.
I wish we should have had a projector. So
yeah, that's visual
aids. I also later want to see how we all wrote that down differently, because I think you actually spelled out their names. I just wrote letters.
Okay.
So that's probably not helpful at all, though, right? We shouldn't know their names. This might be how your cover was blown, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
You know, you might be right, because I went in there and I was just like, I knew them like they were my buds.
Because you'd read all the case files, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the first
trip. That'll get you every time.
Well, why don't we go hang out in the woods and you two can talk about better tactics for future cons.
Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe we'll have some time on the road together, but we'll be at the front, dames in the woods, and wait for the bandits to come up, and then you maybe flank or, you know, continue the chase.
Know if they come, have they normally come from behind or the front?
You know, I'm not actually sure about that part.
Okay.
Yeah, I just know that merchandise has been going missing, and then the merchants were talking about taking action on their own, and then the city guard got involved, and then I was in training, and I don't know why they pulled me in.
Riot's leading Hare/Turtle into the woods, just like, okay, yeah, we got it, stuff happens.
How do you want to split up? Like, do you want to take each side of the road?
You could take Turtle into the air.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
How high can you go?
As high as you need.
No. Higher,
further, faster?
We're going to go behind the right side tree line, but we'll be in the air.
Okay.
And how wide is the road?
It's enough for a wagon going in and a wagon going out.
Okay. Lariah will go to the other side of the road from Riot, but she'll also try to keep these two within 30 feet of her for no reason in particular.
And Rose?
I'm going to take the same side as Riot, but stagger a little bit farther back.
Okay.
All right. So you are heading toward Emerald Forest Adventure Con again on this long road. After about 15 minutes of travel, I want you all to make a perception check.
Okay. Oh, come on.
8. 19.
Oh.
19.
6.
13.
8.
So, Lariah and Riot, you hear this rumbling noise coming from behind.
And it sounds kind of like clapping, Riot thinks in her head.
It's getting closer, though. It's definitely getting closer.
This is more ambiance than we ever have in the podcast. It's actually right on.
And so when you look back, you see these four speed demons. Mm-hmm. They're like these green-skinned, large-eyed creatures wearing cool leather jackets, and they're riding on two-headed death dogs, the death dogs have these beautiful collars on, and they're just like tearing up the road and like coming up from behind. And at that point,
I need you all to roll for initiative.
That was better. 18.
Death dogs again.
Loraya?
1.
Raya?
14.
Sildar?
8.
To put you all in order, if you want to just chit-chat about the view of...
So these dogs are tearing butt. Beautiful collars. How could we? I can't tell that probably from the sky, but Laura, you want to go into detail on what those collars look like?
Yeah, I'd love to, because I can see them perfectly from my vantage point. I imagine, like, really nice leather to match the leather jackets with some, like, multicolored spikes. Like, not just regular silver spikes, but, like, rainbow spikes. To make them as, like, noticeable as possible, right? Maybe a couple of them have, like, jewels between the spikes.
How close are those necks, though? Like, are the spikes going to, like, hurt? Because there's two heads.
Oh,
on
that side doesn't have spikes. Okay, so they can't let the collar turn even a little bit or they'll hurt themselves.
Here it is. Figure eight collars. So that way they can't move.
That's it. That's definitely it.
I get on that merch.
Yeah. Selling those. Next gen collars.
For your two-headed dogs.
Yeah. All right. So Rose, it's Lariah and Riot. You actually get the jump on them because you notice them.
Right. I don't see them until they've actually passed me.
Yeah. So what would you like to do before we go into initiative?
Riot wants to fly hair.
Turtle.
That is Turtle's new name. His hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right behind one of them.
Yeah. So you're gonna move
up like a little bit back, and then
like about 30 feet.
30
back.
Feet. Exactly. Yeah. 30 feet. Thanks. Yeah.
All right.
Are you in the road now? Or still in?
Still flying behind them though. Like.
Yeah.
Loraya is going to cast Pass Without Trace to hide the rest of the group, like the dames, from the demons, so that we can.
How far is the reach on?
30 feet.
All right, so you can get the wagon and not Rose.
She's too far.
Or Riot.
Mm, gotcha.
I mean, they already see the wagon.
Yeah, they already see the wagon, so that wouldn't really help. So maybe just move a little bit closer to Riot to try to get her so they don't see her like right behind them when she comes out of the trees.
Okay, so do you want to get in front of them then to distract them, or...?
Stay in the tree line. Like don't come out all the way and cast Pass Without Trace so they can't see me, and then just start whispering, Beelzebub! Distraction!
All right, so then we move into initiative then, and Rose, what would you like to do?
Okay, it sounds like at this point they have moved slightly out of my range, right?
They're coming towards you now.
Oh, they're coming towards me.
Yeah.
I'm going to steer out of the trees and miss the trees. We're just gonna miss the trees. We're gonna steer out of the trees, and
it's
then
not dark. I won't make
no.
It
thank
horrible.
You. ride kind of right alongside one of the one that's closest, and then because I took intro to stick fighting class during Gen Con, I know new moves now. take my quarter staff and kind of swing upwards to hit one of the dogs in its like back haunch.
All right, make your attack.
I don't think that's going to hit at all, because that's only 11.
You're aiming for the dog, right?
Yeah.
You unfortunately swing and miss.
Okay.
The dog just sort of dodges out of the way, and then two of the heads turn at you.
Oh, okay.
And snarl.
Okay, this tracks.
Riot, it's your turn.
Are the speed demons on saddles on the dogs?
Yes, they are.
Fancy. Okay, cool.
Super fancy.
So yeah, so
they're like really tricked out. Like it's like it's,
okay, yeah.
It's not for a move. She just wants to.
Those are all. Yeah, those also good. Have rainbow spikes.
Yeah, I'm just setting rainbow spikes all around. A visual tableau. Yeah. So Riot's, using her incredible thigh strength, holding hair up, flying right behind them, keeping pace. Like a boss, apparently. She pulls out her glaive, and she'd like to cut the saddle off the dog.
Okay. I need you to make an attack roll with your weapon.
Okay. 7.
You attempt to do it, but it seems like the fabric is super thick, really good quality now that you're like close and face to face with it. Yeah,
I signed the leather with my name.
Right. Riot, will you ask them where they purchased that leather? Because I think we could really use some of that in our own armor.
I think purchase is in like quotation marks.
Where did they find it? Where did
they acquire?
All right, and again, the two dogs, the two dog heads, and the speed demons sort of like snarl over at you.
Yeah, as a bonus action, she, with her glaive in her hand, still trying not to puncture the dog, she casts the symbol of her rune. Oh, this one! it glows out, and she marks that speed demon with Hunter's Mark.
Okay. We'll
gain advantage on future attacks. Or maybe should have done it on the saddle. Who knows?
All right, now it is the speed demon's turn. One of them is going to move ahead to the wagon. The other two are going to sort of move up and ahead of the wagon. So Sildar, you see one of these demons board the back of the caravan. So you're face to face with a demon, and
not again.
And the demon's just looking around real fast at the empty space and just you. Yes, okay. With you.
Hello! We encountered a terrible hag, and she put a spell on all of the things. It's all invisible right now. It should wear off very soon, but please don't take my wares. It's all I have.
Do you want to do a deception check?
I think that performance spoke for itself.
Oh, yes. Performance, please.
Oh, man. Also, Sildur does not have those kind of stats.
So I know, it's like the same stats. It.
Yeah, 13.
The demon rolled a 19 and is not convinced in any way, and looks at you, squints at you, and says, "I know invisibility. I can cast invisibility. This ain't invisible."
So, what had happened? Probably it was invisible, and we must have already been robbed. Oh no!
The demon opens up the back of the caravan drapes again and just says, "It's a trap." And so he has warned the others to move ahead, and now it is Bob's turn. Bob is wearing a leather jacket also, but he's a little bit bigger and buff compared to the rest of the speed demons. He's got like a bald head, and he's wearing like a white muscle tunic underneath his jacket.
Spray painted abs.
Yeah. and he takes off in the lead of the others. And Sildar, it is now your turn. You are face to face with Z.
Oh, that's Z. Okay. Great. There are two speed demons in the front of us now.
Yes.
One in the caravan and one still back. Great.
Snarling at me.
Yeah, sorry. Sildar will do a multi-attack with his longsword, obviously in between this bumbling speech, he's also trying to think of some other explanation, but it's a trap, kind of tricked him out, but that's... Okay, none of those are going to hit. 12 and 10 on both of those attacks.
The 12, let me just check here. 12, nope, neither one of those. sorry.
Sildar looks like an aging Disney prince, right?
He's a retired fighter, so these were just practice swings. Just to loosen up his arm. He's really been sore from rocket balls. It's creaking a little bit, you know? So just show him what you got, kind of whipping his sword around.
I just need to retcon something, because the two speed demons that moved ahead... Rose and Riot, you would have got opportunity attacks on them.
Oh. So we're getting to roll now?
Yeah, go for it.
What were you not doing, Maris?
I was definitely not trying to take my quarterstaff and catch under the very wide collar of the leather jacket to pull the speed demon off, because I definitely didn't even get anywhere near him. I didn't see them pull away from me, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
What opportunity
attack?
They
were just so fast. It's a blur.
As soon as the dog snarled at me, I just panicked.
Yeah. Riot?
Riot wants to try to jump on the back of that dog.
All right.
While gracefully dropping hair on the ground.
Oh, hair!
Gracefully! We're not that, like, 2 feet off the ground.
Acrobatics, I think.
Acrobatics.
Yeah.
13.
So you jump on the back of the demon, but it bucks, you're not able to, like, grip the backside of it. And it just sort of darts ahead.
Cool. Right, it's just hovering, waiting for hair to catch up.
Yeah, hair's trundling along. All right. Sildar.
Do we have speeds for these horses also? Running speeds?
They're 40. So Sildar, you went. Lariah, it is now your turn.
All right. I guess Lariah will continue the game of just trying to, like, slow down the death dogs a little bit. And try to lash onto one with a thorn whip and just try to pull it down and trip it back a little bit.
Which one? You're going... The one without the rider?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that one.
That's the one next to the wagon still.
Okay, yeah. That one.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Never mind. Nothing. Thorn whip just, like, lashes onto the wagon, probably. And just falls out of her hand.
But does that mean you get to now get into the wagon?
For all the good it'll do, probably Sildar's fine. Yeah.
Just in here with a demon.
Sildar could probably use some help.
I feel like Sildar's probably got it handled.
Oh, you're wrong.
Yeah, Urk is just like, he's seen, like, the speed demons move ahead, and he's heard some commotion behind, and he's just like, sir, is everything all right back there?
Just wondering when your turn in the initiative is, Urk. Do you
have Oh, I'm managing this wagon.
Of course.
Do you need some help?
No, everything's fine back here. Everything taken care of, Urk. We're good.
Okay.
Sign me up for the city guard.
Physiology question. Can Urk's head turn the same way that, like, an owl or an eagle's
I would
can turn?
I imagine so, yeah.
Well, that's just a wondering. Horrifying picture.
Sildar? All right, Rose, it's your turn.
There's nobody near me anymore, is there?
No, they all dashed.
Yeah,
they all took their dash, actually.
I'm going to dash after them.
Okay.
In the most, like, glorious, majestic way possible. Because you're not going to make me roll for this. And so it's going to look good for now.
Okay. So you're going to take a dash action, mm-hmm. and that brings you 60 feet?
Does
it? For the horse, right?
For the horse. Feet. Oh, 80 feet.
80 yeah. feet.
Right.
Bye.
Can I award the inspiration to Rose for going 2 actions without tripping? Is that...
Yes.
Awesome.
But how rude for people that haven't listened to us to just... Blow up a Maris.
What a backhanded dame inspiration.
I will accept it.
Positive reinforcement.
Yes.
Look how well you're moving.
Exactly.
And it's going how you want it to.
I only rolled poorly on the attacks. It's fine.
It's like Rose was able to dash ahead, and Lariah was like, yeah, just like that.
Yes. It's because I'm not using my legs. I'm using the horse's legs.
Do you have a bonus action or anything like that?
I don't think I have anything that it will let me do without having already attacked.
Okay. All right, so you're...
But does this get me, like, past them?
You are in the midst of...
I'm in the midst of them.
Of all of the demons except for the one by the wagon. So you've got Bob, L, and Z right there.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. One moment. I don't think there's anything I can do because I've used up all my action.
Okay. Riot?
All right. Riot and Hare are going to dash forward now that she's going to let him take the reins. Just like fold her wings, make herself as aerodynamic as possible, but has the glaive out on the ground so when she dashes forward and they're in the midst, it's like dragging some dirt up around all of them. Like, like, yeah. Because everyone's got dust vision, right?
All right, so Riot, you're in the midst of all of them as well, next to Rose.
Hi, Betty.
All right, so now it is the speed demon's turn. And they are, again, going to dash ahead.
Say, be real chill about it all.
You know what? We've been wrong this whole time.
So all these creatures, two of them are dashing ahead. So that's another... So they're now 80 feet ahead of you and 160 ahead of the two of you. Sorry, I should say 80 ahead of Riot and Rose and 160 ahead of Lariah, Sildar, and Urk.
Okay.
Okay. Bob. Bob is going to... he's going to unleash, and he's just gonna say, "Nope, he's not gonna do that." I'm gonna get an audience member to roll a dice here. Who do we wanna pick? How are we gonna pick this?
Roll for it.
All right, ready?
Maybe someone with a D20 Dame shirt.
Oh yeah.
Evens this side, odds that side.
What?
I don't know.
Because there's two people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. It's like,
That's 14
or 16, which is both even.
Wait, who are we even? Won't we roll more than once?
No. Yeah. We will. I think.
What?
Well, is this the only time that the audience is gonna roll?
No.
No.
Multiple. Right. Yes. Yeah.
You first. Then.
You first.
The flower
and then
crown.
We'll go to Ryan next.
Yeah. Flower crown first. Yeah. Holding your face. Yeah. Oh, it's a game within a game.
Watch
okay,
out, everybody!
Luck.
Dice incoming. Oh boy! It got there, sort of.
Three.
All right, we got a three.
So you actually rolled really well for us, though. I'd like to point that out. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So what happens next is. Bob kind of snarls over at Rose, snarls over at Rose, and he enters in, he sort of speeds away and then turns towards you, and now you are in a game of chicken.
Oh.
And so you see there's like dust turning up under the speed of this death dog, and you're just compelled to run towards him as well. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. I mean, that was better than my last one. 9.
All right.
I might want to use Damespiration.
All right. Go for it.
Better. 12.
All right. So you're going face to face, head to head with Bob, and he's like running towards you full speed. Mm-hmm. You see Bob snarling at you. You see the two death dog faces just sort of gnawing at the mm-hmm. air and gnashing and terrifying you. So at the last second, you actually swerve.
But how's Moonshadow doing?
Moonshadow is a little shaken.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's primarily the reason why it's...
That's fair. Yeah. I was like, I was going straight, and suddenly...
Yeah, and Moonshadow was just like, nope, not having this.
We had them, Moonshadow. We totally had them.
So what happens next is, because you failed that save, you have disadvantage on all your attack and saving rolls for the next round.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. It's fair.
I'm sorry.
Gang up on Rose Day.
Normal for all of us, though.
This game especially.
You've been reunited as a dame.
Yes.
And then Bob is actually going to suddenly blink out.
What?
You did not see Bob anymore.
Are they also blink dogs?
Sildar, it is your turn.
Oh,
oh wait, actually there's a demon in there with you.
Yes, yes. I'll be forgotten.
Yes, so so the demon's actually going to attack you. So the demon tries to scratch you, it doesn't actually land on you. Yeah.
My face!
And you can hear Irk up front say, are you sure everything's okay back there? What's are you washing your face? I don't understand.
Just got a glimpse of myself in a mirror back here. That's all. Just looks dazzling.
So it's your turn.
And now I may attack. All right.
Another
try at the longsword multi attack here. Come on now. Okay, six. Six.
The demon sort of laughs in your face. All right, pretty boy, you're going to get it next.
Well, thank you, first of all. I appreciate it. It's a little
Could we start rolling?
Tummy these days, but I appreciate that. You know, I have 3 kids. I've heard worse.
I thought it was up to 5 now.
Have I lost track? That's a voice in Sildar's head that said that.
All right, Lariah, what would you like to do next?
Sildar, do you actually need help in there?
Maybe.
What is the speed demon wearing? Any metal?
I guess it would be studded leather.
It's the same high-quality leather that all of the stuff is made of that Rose would really like to get her hands on for some future projects.
Yeah, I'll take it. Laurie is going to, I guess, get to a good position to peek in through that little window in the back that the mm-hmm. demon yelled through.
Yeah.
And point at it, at the demon's studded leather jacket and cast heat metal.
Ooh.
Does that count as being in physical contact with the metal if it's through his leather jacket?
I would say so.
Yeah. Cool.
Studs have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Scuzzy buds aren't wearing anything under their jackets or pants.
Yeah. Of course.
Except Bob. Bob is wearing that muscle shirt. Just remember that.
This is Z in here. Z is not wearing anything.
No.
That's going to be 15 fire damage.
All right.
And it needs to make a constitution saving throw or try to take its jacket off.
Well, with the fire damage, you can describe how you destroy this this speed demon.
Oh no! Oh my bad. Oh.
Sildar's just in there throwing his sword. No,
quick, can it? So take the jacket off so we have proof for payment. Yeah. For payment.
Can it just be that, like, the fire damage, he, like, whips it off really quickly and, like, passes out?
Sure.
Yeah. That way we can take him in and get our 100 gold per, right? So he just really quickly, like, undresses, like, okay, I'm done.
So hot.
Is this after he complimented you, too? So you're like, ooh.
I would love to imagine that Sildar did not see your hand come through. And this is just happening while he's just trying to slash away.
He goes, hey, pretty boy, and then just swings.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Dame-spiration to Laraya from Sildar.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Rose, what would you like to do next?
I would like to get back on the trail. Actually, do we know if this is a straight road into Emerald City, or are there any bends and turns? Can I cut across the forest to, like, try to get ahead of people?
On your way out, it seemed like it was a very straight road. Like, you took a straight road
they
out.
They really need to work on their infrastructure here. Very straight
road.
Yeah,
who has straight roads anymore?
Especially with the kind of hills they've got here. Like, a couple switchbacks would have been nice. Anyway. I'm going to dash ahead on Moonshadow. Mm-hmm. Yes, I almost called it Moonstone. And that's not their correct name. And I think, even though earlier I didn't think I could do a thing, I think I can actually use one of my key points to do a thing.
Yep.
So as I dash ahead to, am I now catching up with Bob or one of the other ones?
You would be able to, if you dash up, you can catch up to two of the speed demons, and Bob is nowhere to be seen at the moment.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Bob blinked away. So I'm catching up to the other two speed demons, and I'm going to use my my key to use Fists of Unbroken Air onto the speed demons and their speed dogs to see if I can knock them down and maybe just slow their roll just a little bit.
All right.
And I think they have to actually do a strength save.
Okay. You said you're targeting the demons and not the dogs, right?
Yes.
Probably better.
So 15 for one and 17 for the other.
They both succeed, but... they still take half damage. 18 plus 5 is 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So half of that.
Describe how you throw these guys off their dogs.
They basically in their
or these gals actually.
Yes, in their confidence, they've been like, you know, they're only one handing the reins. They've got this.
Yeah.
So as the gust of wind hits both of them, they kind of whiplash off to the side, hand lets go of the reins, and they both tumble off and hit their heads on a log.
All right, nice.
Really got to get some people out here to clear the roads out.
Same log.
All right. So we've got three captured speed demons, and Bob is still invisible.
What do the dogs do?
The dogs are still in...
in play?
In play.
Oh, dear.
Sildar, is there any money for the dogs, too? Or just let them do their thing?
I think it's safe to let them run off into the forest, yes? Two-headed dogs.
Have you been looking at them long enough? Can you turn into one of them yet? And, like, try to become their friend and get them to calm down? I don't know how that mostly puppies playing with each other just gets more excited, so that might not work at all. Never mind.
I think they're technically considered monstrosities, not beasts.
Yeah, I don't think I can be one of those.
Oh, technicalities.
Riot, what would you like to do?
What about a one-headed dog?
So there's just Bob who's invisible.
Yeah, you have a hunter's mark on a death dog.
On his death dog?
On one of the fallen ones.
Well, are they still running?
The dogs are. The speed demons aren't.
Riot wonders out loud, are they considered 100 GP as well? Or is it just the speed demons? and wonders if she'll hear anything back in her head. No. yeah, Riot's going to go for the death dogs, too. She and Hare are running after them, and she takes her her circlet of blasting and sends I'll just do all four, scorching, and sends four rays of fire at their feet, two each. So hot feet, hot seat, let's go.
All right. What do we need to do here?
Dirty 20.
Yep. All right. So that hits.
We'll just roll for you. So they each take 12 damage. Sorry about that, puppers. Like, yeah. Wondering if Hare is okay, like, after watching, like, you know.
Yeah. You hear, like, four heads just go. Yeah.
But do they slow down at all?
No. They are speed demons.
I thought they were death dogs.
Oh, yeah, no, death dogs. Yeah, so they're, they're very unhappy at what just happened. So they actually turn around. And Rose, you will get an opportunity attack on one of them as they sort of charge by.
Okay. I'm going to try to hit it across the haunch again to try to knock it, or at least keep it from running as quickly. Oh, my God. It was almost an 18, and then it went back to a 4.
It's not how dice work.
But it was, like, about to sit, and then it went back like that. So 10.
This is part of that, like, discussion on if magic counters are better, like, if you can use those in D&D game versus the spin down, and this is why you shouldn't, so you can see that high number and then lose it. Like,
right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you swing, and again, the death dog just sort of snarls over at you with its double head,
I continue to take the jackets off of its rider.
And now, Riot, you are face to face with these death dogs, and so the 16 hits, right?
Yes.
All right. So one of them bites at you. Actually, they make multi attacks. Yeah. No. You only get bitten once.
Where?
One of the heads just. You just see like a flurry
of
like,
fangs.
Of fangs just like coming at you. There's like four heads, and I guess they bonk into each other, and only one gets through. And that one grabs onto your knee, and pierces down, and you get. 8 points of piercing damage. I need you to also make a constitution saving throw.
Woof! Dirty 20. <I don't know>. Thank you, Norse Foundry, for this. That also a sponsor.
All right, you feel just the sting of the bite and nothing further.
And embarrassment, I mean.
At least you got those cool wings that you can just pretend to be walking around and.
That's true.
I can just be floating.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I would like to award inspiration
for giving me inspiration on how to look cool.
All right, I need another audience member to roll the dice, and I think Ryan was next.
Oops. Whoa. It's still going.
That's got some serious bounce to it.
This is heftier, right? That's exactly right.
9. 9?
Excellent, thank you.
That's not. When Kat laughs like that, it's a bad thing for us.
So anyway, I think the show is done,
right? Everyone, we all go out for drinks now?
Yeah, there's still time to kill all of us in this.
All right, Rose, all of a sudden...
Wait, me?
What's up?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
Hi.
Hi.
All of a sudden, you...
Again?
Oh. You need to make a wisdom saving throw.
12.
All right. You start to feel... like a little bit like the whole terror of all these dogs has been really messing with you.
Mm-hmm.
However, you're able to get it under control.
Okay.
But you feel like Bob's presence might be nearby.
Ominous.
Sildar, it's your turn.
I take a handful of dirt and just go. just to see if any shapes take form in the air.
So Sildar, meanwhile, Sildar has dragged the speed demon who's inside and like propped him up in the corner of the wagon, just like, one? Okay, great. Pinned a little one to his chest. Oh, he's not wearing anything. That would be... No, he didn't do that.
What is going on?
Take that back. That's really... Okay, so if Sildar looks out from the back of the wagon, what does he see?
There's still the death dog waiting for his speed demon.
Oh, Z's death dog is just hanging out. Cool.
Aww. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. What a good loyal doggo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So loyal.
Okay, so is it... can Sildar try to jump onto it?
Yes, let's do an acrobatics check.
Let's. No.
8.
So, Lariya, what you see is Sildar just taking this running leap out of the back of the wagon and just tripping and face planting, and then right over his body, the speed demon just runs over Sildar.
What if I had said one? I mean,
hey, you didn't take any damage. So.
If it was a one, you would have fallen into the death dog's mouth.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so Sildar, you are on the road now.
Yes, dusting myself.
Dusting yourself off. And Urk is just like, is everything all right back there?
Just taking some care of some business down here. Urk, keep going. Keep going.
All right. And he just like hits the reins on the horses great, a little great. Bit faster.
That's fine.
Lariya, what would you like to do?
Definitely keep a perfectly stoic face.
I feel like you need to make a check. I need a performance check.
Ten? Is it one of those?
Sildar, make a perception check.
14.
You notice.
Oh, that's so sad. It's like a new friend. And Sildar gets up like, no, everything's fine. And then locks eyes with Lariya.
If it helps, Lariya does try to do that like lean down thing as she's like riding by to like swing you back up behind
her. Cool.
Yeah.
Can I get you to do a strength check to see if you can pull him up?
Yes. 16.
You very gracefully pick up Sildar, and you're on the back of the back of the zebra.
Sildar's face is red, still embarrassed, but like, okay.
Now you're atop a majestic zebra.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And we just keep going along, just continue following along.
All part of the plan.
Exactly.
Perfect.
You definitely can't feel Lariat like slightly shaking with laughter.
That's just the galloping.
Yeah,
although with my 14 perception check, maybe I can.
Yeah. Rose, what would you like to do?
Can I wave down Urk to throw these speed demons into the back of the wagon?
Oh yeah, he's way behind right now.
Oh,
but
okay.
You can probably gesture.
I'll wave like I'm hailing a taxi. And while I'm waiting,
and he just waves pleasantly.
I point to the butt. We're fine. Point to the body.
He's just craning his neck, trying to, and then he sees the two bodies, and his eyes sort of widen, and he just nods.
Good. Is there still a death dog near me? Because it ran by me.
The death dogs went. They went after it. Yeah. Riot.
Urk can put these into the wagon himself.
All right.
I'm going to get back on Moonshadow and go to help Riot.
Okay. What would you like to do?
I don't think they're that far away from me. I think.
Yeah, you'd be able to take.
I'm just going to take my normal canter action. Trot.
Not even a gallop. The old three hoof canter.
Yeah, just showing off. And then third time's a charm. We're going to try to hit one of the dogs with my stick.
All right.
Really?
Inspiration.
Yeah, inspiration being different die being used. Much better. That would be a 18.
Yes, that definitely hits
yes.
the dog.
Also, and I'm doing a once, twice.
Okay.
So let me roll that second one. Nope, I just do the once for 8 points of damage.
All right. The one dog head sort of like yelps, and the one that doesn't get hit gives you stink eye. Mm-hmm. And it's looking like it's slowing down a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Riot, what would you like to do?
Okay, Riot's going to... do a cool. Sorry, I'm all like. Right, it's gonna do. Is gonna drag her tail around and do a spin move, so that there's like dirt flying everywhere, mm-hmm. and then rub her hands on her face and cast a spell saying, "My demon fiend, sight unseen, on this death dog I will careen," and like disguises herself as Bob. So when the dust falls, okay. and she's going, sit.
All right, I need you to do a performance check.
Okay. Oh, good. 17.
The dog got a 21 on its perception. So it is just like snarling very, very angrily at you. Like it's like you just tried to dupe me and no. Mm-hmm. Not having it.
What does hair do? Doesn't that sense any of this danger? It's just cool with it the whole time?
Oh, these are city guard.
No, that's right. They're not used to action.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. I was only asking when it was, going to, influence me.
Do you already have Deemspiration?
Yeah.
Because you need it for that excellent
mm-hmm. yeah.
that sit.
Yeah. Did you use the right hand motion? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give it away.
All right. So now the death dogs go. And Rose, you're in combat. So you're both in combat.
Mm-hmm.
17 for Riot and 8 for Rose. So
it
Riot
hits.
Oh, and I need to do. Second attack, another 17, and 13 for Rose. That doesn't hit, right?
13?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. So, Riot, you get bitten again once, and it the one head sort of like goes for your other knee, clamps down, and gets you for 3 piercing damage, and you need to make a Constitution saving throw again.
Oh, thanks for evening me out. 9.
This time, it clamps down really hard, locks eyes with you.
Right, gives it a kissy face.
And you feel like it's because you impersonated Bob. You are now poisoned. Ooh. And yeah, you are going to have to make on your next turn just
a check.
Yeah.
I don't feel so hot, guys. I mean, you know, my knees have been hurt. Sorry, I'm just going to start rambling. This dog, did he let go? He's just holding on?
No, it's let go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I need another audience member to roll a dice. Yes.
Those arms went up so quickly.
Yes.
Okay, last time, I'm just going to throw it down the middle and...
Boop.
Three.
Very good roll.
Also landed perfectly so we could all see it. Thank you.
I'm going to go with next thing. Okay, all of a sudden, Rose and Riot, you notice that in front of you, coming from nowhere in particular on the road, there's a slick grease pool that just kind of pulls out. And now you are in a greasy pool as you're racing.
I don't remember this being part of the case file.
So if you're going
slowly marinated from the toes up.
At least I have a taller horse.
So on your next turn, you're going to have to make dexterity saving throw. and you can now hear Bob cackling ahead of you. Sildar, what would you like to do?
Okay, so Sildar is on the back of Loria's zebra. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I guess you both go together then, because
I was gonna say, does that mean we get to move twice in a row? Like, you dash the zebra and then I dash the zebra.
Well, maybe not, but maybe we can dash and I can take an action from the back of the zebra.
Yeah,
that sounds
I don't know
great.
If we want to change initiative, but
yeah, if you want to change initiative so that Sildar does the dashing and you do the action, you can do that.
That works too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, let's think about who has the better track record so far. This,
well, not now that you've jinxed it.
The shade. I thought the lights were bright in here, but.
Well, we're not going to change initiative then because Sildar was ahead. So, Loria, what would you like to do? Where are you going, actually? Where are you taking?
Oh, good question. I think we should just keep.
Yeah,
forging.
Just like, yeah, straight ahead.
Yeah.
Not into the grease, though.
No. We'll dodge the grease.
We're going to go so fast that we won't even notice.
Grease lightning.
Dodge the grease, yeah.
How close are we now to where Rose is?
Rose and Riot are together now, and if you take a dash action, that actually brings you about, I think, 80 feet behind them.
Cool. So within range. Then Loria is going to toss out a dark green stone that she has that's shaped like a flower, and she's going to toss it ahead of where Rose is, or wherever it seems like the cackling voice of Bob has been coming
yeah.
from. As far ahead of Rose as she can, really, because it does expel a 20-foot square thicket of flowery vines, and everyone in there needs to make a strength saving throw. Hopefully Bob is in there, and hopefully it avoided Rose and Riot.
Let's roll and see.
Yeah.
No, because I know how that would go.
I know.
Okay, so one of the death dogs did not succeed. The other one did. And
the tangled
you're
flowery
unsure
pepper.
Of what happened with the other. Yeah.
All right. Well, that one is restrained by plants for a while.
Okay.
It's just stuck there. So one death dog down. Right, best
so
I could do.
Just to note, that death dog is the one that you marked with Hunter's Mark. Riot.
Now you definitely for sure know where it is.
Right
just
there.
Stay
got him.
Still.
All right, Rose, what would you like to do?
Tread carefully through this grease.
Yes, you actually need to make a dexterity save. Do you have a Dame's Inspiration coin?
No, I gave it away.
Giving those out like candy, too.
I mean, I have my own, but I haven't been given one recently. So, Moonshadow stays upright, but I just somehow the grease has gotten up under the saddle, and I just fall off.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That tracks.
Yeah. No imaginary horses were harmed in the making of this game.
So that means you're prone. So your next turn, you have to use an action to get up.
Get up. Great. Yeah.
And on the horse. Right. What would you like to do?
I don't think Moonshadow's going to want me near it at this point.
What's that?
I don't think Moonshadow wants me near now. I'm just all greasy.
Well, first, I probably need to make two checks. So one for my poison.
Yes.
She's this thing. Am I adding anything to it? No. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. No.
15.
Yeah, you're fine.
Core straight through me. All right, and then one for dexterity, right?
Yep.
For the grease?
Yeah.
12.
You're doing one of those comedy.
Ooh, yeah. My wings flap out, but they're like, oh no, wait.
your wings flap out and you are okay.
All right.
And Hare just sort of like looks up at you and gives you the nod.
Yeah. Hare knows it's still me, right? Even though I look like Bob? Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. It's 30 feet ahead over this grease is where we heard Bob. I was guessing on the feet, sorry.
Yeah, he's about, I would say, more like 40 feet.
More like 40 feet?
Yeah.
Still invisible, though, right? We just heard the cackling.
Yeah.
All right. Raya's just going to take out her longbow and, give it a kiss and just shoot straight ahead from, like, where the oil first came from. And I get to do it.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait. That. 22.
All right. What do you do?
I shoot Bob, I think.
Oh,
maybe.
You're just blindly
just
shooting.
Just blindly.
At him.
Yeah, just full out. Yeah.
He's
do
got
I? So I guess, does it catch him? Not does it hit him?
Yes.
And the game is over. No.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
How much damage does it do?
Oh, it's going to do a lot. It's going to do 8 piercing damage, and she's going to scream, "Go for the arrow!"
Oh.
And then starts, and then flapping wings starts to move, lifting hair out of the muck. Towards the arrow. Sorry, Rose.
It's okay.
Laters.
I'm fine.
You can hear Bob yell out in anguish, and then it's the death dog's turn, so the dog's, he's just going to say, "Sick 'em!" And so one death dog, 18 and 22, both of those hit you. And Rose, there's a 24 and a 7. So that's 2 on you and 1 on
me.
You.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got 4 and 5. So 9 piercing damage on Riot. Mm-hmm. And 5 on Rose. So the dogs, look, so you've got two heads. They've moved up now. They're going for your thighs. And then you've got one on your ankle.
So they're now flying with us, though, right? Or do they bite and then, like, jump down?
It's
jump
just
down,
like a greasy chicken wing now.
And you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Good. Not my money makers! Oh. 5.
You are again poisoned. Of
course I am. There's huge arteries in your thighs. Fantasy 11. Arteries.
Sorry. You are also poisoned, so next turn you'll just need to deal with that. All right.
Got it.
So all of a sudden, I need another audience member to roll a dice.
Yes!
Oh, sorry.
Yep. 17.
That was great.
You rolled it just for me. Thank you.
All right. So Bob reveals himself on his death dog, and he just laughs, and he laughs at all of you that are in sight at the moment. So that's Riot and Rose and. And you can sort of see him in the distance, Luraya and Sildar. And he reads from a scroll, and this wall of fire just comes up in the middle of the road. And he...
No, the door. Leave.
The fire is still here if they leave. It's honestly... please stay so you see what happens.
And he just cackles and says, "Nice try. I'm gonna come back for my family."
Someone get back to help Urk.
What's that?
Someone go help Urk.
I'm gonna come back for my family, but for now you win.
I got you. I got you. You feel that sting? Still poisoned.
He pulls out the arrow, throws it down into the fire, and then he turns invisible and takes off. But Urk trundles along in the wagon, and we're out of initiative now. And he picks up. He's trying to very desperately pick up these bodies, and he's not very strong.
Here, we'll help you, Urk. Don't worry.
It's okay. It's not like we're poisoned or injured or anything. We're good.
I mean, if they, if they slip and hit their head a little bit more, it's, it's no big deal. So we also tie them up, right?
Yeah.
Of course. This is part of Urk's training, of course. We all should sit and watch Urk rope these fine fellows up and, the strength training to drag them into the car. This is on Urk. You can do this, Urk. I believe in you.
Okay, sir. And he just sighs, and then he's like, you see him struggling, but he's sort of looking over at all of you and just like, "No, I got it. It's okay. I'm fine."
Luraya will get up and just sort of subtly point and point on how to tie the rope correctly, under right here, right here.
Riot's gonna
No. Other side, under. Yeah. Right there. You
and then he
now.
Just smiles over at Sildar, nodding.
Yes, it's a teaching moment. I love these.
You'll fill out my comment cards later, right? Yeah. Do you like the style that I'm putting on these knots here? I'll put a ribbon on it too.
Above and beyond, as I always say, Urk, you will go above and beyond. Let's go.
There's still 24 minutes until we can go get our map cases.
No, I know. I just
All right.
in the game.
Yeah. All right.
No, everyone's trapped.
Close that door. Close the doors.
You're able to, Urk is able to load up the wagon with the rest of the bodies, he's just going to be very thankful and say, "Gosh, that was really very nice of you. I really hope that my superiors will appreciate that. 3 out of 4, that's something, right? You can't get all of them."
I mean, technically, if Sildar brought this group together, the leader, the one that wasn't caught, we'll take it out of Sildar's earnings.
Oh, whoa.
Eldar's earnings affect us all.
Oh, good point.
And I think 3 out of 4 is good, Irk, because there's mm-hmm. always room for practice and improvement. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you can prove to the city guards and the other people of EFAC who hired you. And definitely process that paperwork, that there's potential here and room for growth. And that's what they...
Kat, the drawing of the dog treat on the wagon, was that Irk did that?
Yes.
What does it look like?
Like,
is it okay?
It's pretty decent. I mean, it's not like a Jen Vaughn illustration, but...
Oh! Well, we can't all be Jen Vaughn.
Who's that? She sounds terrible.
In your head sometimes. I think you know what I'm talking about.
He minored in art, so...
Okay, great. City guard, it's strenuous work, it's, you know, the undercover mind games, it's, you know, it's not for everyone, but yeah, this wagon art is pretty nice, don't you think so, ladies?
Yeah.
Sure does look just... like art.
Yes, and this...
Gosh, you really think so?
Yes. Some people could have said nothing at all, but yes, it's quite good. And you know, there's many art vendors here at EFAC, and maybe something a little more leisurely
for you
next time.
I could absolutely hold a light above models and artists so that they can see better.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, yes, dramatic lighting is always important in figure drawing.
You could be the master of chiaroscuro.
What's that?
How dare you? Ryan's read a lot of books.
I don't even think I can pronounce that, so I don't think I can master that, but I...
Get close, yes.
Well, how about this? How about we bring these villains in, and I treat you to drinks at actual tavern.
Oh. I am down for that.
Let's shut this con down, shall we?
Wait, why are you holding matches? What are you doing?
Do you need a light?
This is the Burning Man year. I don't know. Clear the forest. It's part of our controlled burn here. Start anew next year.
That sounds like a job I could do.
Yes, I will talk about it. We'll talk it. One at a time, Irk. One at a time.
Rose was going to suggest to Sildar that maybe Irk could be a live-in babysitter, but then Rose immediately rethought
Rose won't
that.
Say that.
Nope, she wouldn't at all. Nope.
All right, so you get the 300 gold pieces for turning in the three gang members, plus your 25 gold piece certificates for the merchant hall, which you can probably each purchase a map case for your prince. And you have, it's safe to say that you've successfully assisted Irk. The leader is still out there, but who knows? Maybe he'll show up sometime later and you can apprehend him then.
Yes, hopefully the city guard can do some investigation with the ones we have captured to see how big this family really is.
Yes.
Maybe next time a wall of fire won't stop us from capturing. I'm kidding. No, I mean, I'm not, but also you're good.
All Rose is hearing is that she needs to level up so she can get like wall of water to like counteract
this. Nice.
Yeah, I should have aimed that at you.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could take an intro to dice rolling from you next year so we roll better as a group.
Yeah, we should be more prepared is I think the real thing here.
This, more
don't
dice.
Project.
So thank you all for coming. We have some time for a Q&A at the end here. That was the adventure that I have titled The Fast and the Furriest.
Hobbs and Shaw, now in theaters. Yes.
Irk and Sildar.
Oh, my.
What wild shenanigans we always get into.
Thank you again so much to the crew from Gen Con for giving us our first live show last August, and we look forward to many, many more to come. Special thanks to Maris Mullaly for joining us for that show. We hope to see you again soon, Rose. If you find yourself at home needing some new dice to roll, you can always check out our sponsor, Norse Foundry, at norsefoundry.com. Norse Foundry has everything you need to make your game night a success, from beautiful, heavy, I'm talking character sheet ripping aluminum dice, to wooden dice boxes and metal bags that clink just right when you put them on the table. Head over to Norse Foundry and use our code, D20Dames, at checkout to receive 15% off your order. You can find all of our merchandise and our playable adventures over at d20dames.com. And I would ask you, if you are listening to this on a mobile phone device, some sort of arcane summoning stone, to leave a review and a rating. It really helps us out and gets other people who might be afraid to dive into the podcast a little sneak peek of what to enjoy about D20 Dames. And so until next time, misadventure awaits.